Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're going to pick up where we left off. Five lines from the top on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So Amar Rav Yehuda, so we have a shalach, which is one of the birds that is listed in the Torah and is not a kosher bird. Ze hashola dogim min hayam. This is a bird that gathers fish from the sea, and as we're going to see, Rashi says it's the orev hamayim. It's a water orev, but we're going to see that it's something that dives down and gets its feeds in that way. So that's what it means, that it's shola dogim min hayam. So the shalach, that's what it comes from. Duchifas shehodo kafos. So the bird that's called the duchifas, the idea is that hodo, its majesty, kafos, is bound, is tied down. So Rashi explains that karbaloso ava, that has a thick crown of feathers, vidoma kemisha kfulu l'tocharosh, it looks like it's folded over into the head, ukfusa, and tied, ukfusa sham, and tied down there. Vuhu of gadol katarnagol, it's a large, large bird, like a tarnagol, vikarnlo, something in Laz. Okay, so so we have these two words. Shalach comes from shola dagim in ayam, and duchifes comes from, the du is from hodo, or hodo, and kafus is kifas. Okay, tayin amihachi, we learned also similarly about this bird, duchifas, shehodo kafus, that its majesty or its glory is tied down. Vizehu, but this bird, Zehu Shahavi Shamir LeBeis HaMikdash, this is the bird that brought the Shamir to the Beis HaMikdash. So, for those of you who remember, it's hard to forget, the Gemara in Gittin about Shlomo Melech wanted to find the Shamir, the worm that cuts the rock, and if you remember, he made Ashmedai, the king of the Shadim, drunk, and eventually, if you remember, he brought him to Shlomo Melech. They waited a few days, a whole long story there. But then what happened was that Shlomo Melech asked, made Ashmedai tell him where he got it. He said that it's this bird that has the shamir worm. And then, if you remember, what happened was he went to the bird's nest. He put a piece of glass over the nest so the bird couldn't reach his nest where the babies were. And then he brought the shamir there to break the glass. And that's when the Eved of Shlomo Melech took it. Or the emissary of Shlomo Melech took it. So I think it was Ben Yoyada. So in any event, that's the reference. This same bird, this duchifas, is the bird that brought the shamir to Shlomo Melech when he needed it in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yochanan ki avichazi shalach. When Rav Yochanan would see one of these birds, this shalach, which is the one that gets its fish from the sea. Amar, he said, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabba. That he says that your judgment, your Mishpat, is in the very deep. So we're gonna see in a minute what that means. Kiavichazi Numala, when he would see a Numala, an ant, Amar Tzidkascha Kareel, that your tzedek, that your tzedakah is like a strong mountains. So what's going on here? So Rashi starts first by saying Tzidkascha Kareel da filu nemala isle chiyuso kigdola. So he says, why is the Rabban Shalom's tzedakah so great? Is because even that he can support even a little thing like an ant, he can support an ant just like he supports a much greater animal. And what's Mishpatecha? So Rashi says, Af betohom rabba, Shazimanta shalach lishbot velasos kamascha bedegas hayam lahamis hamazumenes lama. So Rashi says something interesting. He says Lashon Mori from his Rebbe is the idea that if someone, you can't hide from the Rabbanu Shalom. If it's a fish, it's time for it to die. So all of a sudden, there's going to be this bird that's going to dive down into the deep and get that fish. So that's Mishpatecha. Rashi says, Af betohom rabba, that your mishpat, that your judgment is even in the depths of the sea, that you can't get away from judgment, and there's going to be this bird that's able to dive down into the depths. Lishna Achrina, Rashi says, Linamala Huamer Tzikasa Kareel, that it, to the ant he said, yeah, the tzedakah is like the mountain, Shemizana Seha, Muzumanin La below Tareach. He says, that's what the tzedakah, the great tzedakah is, a namala, an ant can find food wherever it's looking for. So he says, but if there's, you know, so an ant can find its food easily, but for, something like this, this bird, that it has to dive all the way into the depths of the sea in order to find its mizonos. So the tzedakah is with the namala can find it anywhere. The mishpat is with the, this bird that it, the duchifis, that it has to dive all the way deep into the sea to find its mizonos. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Amemar Likni Ubitni Sharyan, that the, again, I don't know if I pronounced these right, and I don't try to tell you exactly what kind of birds they are. There's a lot of discussion of that, obviously, but Likni Ubitni are Sharyan are permitted. Shikni Ubitni, Shiknai Ubitni. So the Likni and Bitni are okay. The Shiknai Bitnai, so the halach is as follows. Makam Shinagu Lechol Ochlin, Makam Shinagu Shalol Lechol Oin Ochlin. So it depends on the minog of makam. If these birds, that if it was the minog of the makam to eat them, then you would eat them, and if not, not. So the Gemara asks, Atubim Minhaga Talya Milsa, what kind of business is this? Does this depend on minog? Either it's kosher or it's not kosher. So the Gemara says, "In it does depend on makom. V'lo kasha is not a kasha. Ha ba'asri de shchichi peres v'aznia. Ha ba'asri de lo shchichi peres v'aznia." So he's saying as follows that these shiknoi batnoi, according to Rashi, even according to Tosfos, which we'll see in a minute. But the idea Rashi explains is that these were birds that had one simen kashrus, right? And the idea here is that, that Rashi explains, we'll take a look, the shchichi re'inom shehuchsuku sham peres v'aznia asiri dehani nami b'chad simen asu v'shem miminim heim. He says as follows, that we see that, if it's in a place that there are peres and aznia, and we see these kinds of shiknoi batnoi, which are birds that have one simen of tahara, so we're gonna think that, so it's possible that this is actually some bird that's part of a peres and aznia. Whereas in a place, Rashi says, "Basar de lo shchichi peres v'aznia," but if we're in a place where there's no peres and aznia, sharu, then it's permitted to eat it there. The hamistama lo machzakina lehu de lo shchichi biyishav. So as we learned yesterday, the peres and aznia are generally not found in settled areas. So Rashi's saying is as follows, that if we're in an area where peres and aznia are not generally found, so then you can eat these shiknoi and batnoi who are similar to it because it's probably not a peres and an aznia. But if you're in a place where there is peres and aznia, you have to be concerned that maybe these shiknoi and batnoi are peres and aznia. Tosas doesn't like this so much. If you take a look at the top Tosas, he says, Peres HaKontrish, the Ba'asra Deshchichi Chashina Mishum the Damu LePeres aznia, that we're in a place where it's common to find peres and aznia, these are similar to them. Shema minamhu. Maybe these shiknoi and batnoi are really a peres or an aznia. Says Tosos, akasha diemkein b'choduch de litzeru. He says, if you're worried that a shiknoi and bitnoi are really a peres or aznia, so it doesn't matter whether that you find other peres and aznia there. It's just a bird that you're not allowed to have. So says Tosos, elanir lefaresh. We should explain as follows: the vaday lavi minayu heim. It's definitely not that they're an actual peres and aznia, because if so, it doesn't matter whether you see peres and aznia there or not, they would be usher. He says, "Ela ba'asri de shchichi chashina mishum de damu l'peres aznia u'michlifiv behem." So he says that in a place where peres and aznia are commonly found, and these birds, shiknoi and batnoi, look like a peres and aznia. They're not. Tosa says they're for sure not. They're not from its min, but since it looks like a peres and aznia, so you want to be careful that people don't come to eat peres and aznia. So in those places where peres and aznia are found, you should not eat the shiknoi and batnai, because people will end up eating a real peres and aznia. But if you're in a place where there's no peres and aznia found anyway, so then big deal, you could eat the shiknoi and batnai, because you're not going to come to mix it up and eat a peres of aznia, because peres of aznia is not found there. So that's how Tosfos learns it. Okay. Okay, Amar Abaya. Kui v'kakui asiri, that whatever these two birds are asir, kakousa sharya, but a kakousa is okay. B'marava malkui lave, but in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they would give malkus on it, which we had yesterday. If you remember, we talked about the krazi de bechilfi, that we had those grasshoppers that were from the chilfi, from the sedge or the rush. And what happened was we said that those were mutter, and we say udve kravi asiri, that but the ones that come from the cabbage, those are asir. And Ravina said umalkina nalayu mishum sheretz ov. So we talked about yesterday the idea of malkina nalayu is they're saying that it's a vadai non kosher bird, and therefore you'll give malkus on it. So here also there was a dispute of whether the kakauso was permitted, and in Eretz Yisrael they held that it was mamish iser deraisa, and that's why they would give malkus if someone were to eat this kakauso. And continues the Gemara of Akarile Tachvisa, that they would refer to this kakauso as a tachvisa, which was a not permitted bird. Tana Rabbanan, Tinshemes Boos Shebaofos. So now we're going to see Tinshemes is something that is found in two different contexts, as we're going to discuss in a minute. It's found in Vayikra Yud Aleph in the beginning, and it's also found later in that perek. Once it's written in the context of the ofos tameos, the ofos that are not that are tame, that you're not allowed to eat. And later on, it's found a tinshemes by when it's listing shratzim. So shratzim are different kinds of crawling things. So you see that this word tinshemes is found in both places. So it says in the Braisa, tinshemes ba'ol sheba'ofos, that the tinshemes is the bird that is ba'os. Rashi says, ba'ol sheba'ofos of hatzoek balayla. This is a bird that that calls out at night. So we're actually going to see, according to one version, Rashi understands that to be an owl. But in any event, ata omer bo sheba ofos o eina ela bo sheba shratzim. So the Gemara asks and says, wait a second. So he says, maybe this reference to tinshemes that's written by the ofos tomeos is not really talking about the tinshemes bird. Maybe it's talking about the tinshemes sheretz, to tell you that you can't eat the tinshemes sheretz. So amrit, the Braisa says, that doesn't make sense. We know we have the 13, we say it, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the 13 attributes that, or methods by which the Torah is expounded. And one of them is davar halama minyano, that one is that you can figure out something from its context, from its setting. So therefore, b'mea kasu medaber ba'ofos. So where this word tinshemes is written amongst the birds. So afkam ba'ofo. So therefore, you have to assume that the tinshemes that it's referring to is also a bird. So that's why we say hainu ba'os sheba'ofos, that it's the ba'os, it's the bird that makes that calls out at night. That's among the birds. That's what we're counting among the birds that can't be eaten. Tanyanami, we learned similarly gabe shratzim. Tanyanami gabe shratzim ki agavna. We learned this way also by shratzim. Because Tinshemes, so the Braisa says that Tinshemes, which is written by in the Parsha of Shratzim, it says Ba'o Shebeshratzim is the Ba'o Shebeshratzim. Rashi says Tilfa, which I believe to be a mole. And Rashi points out Trei Tinshemes Ksivi Chabaofos Chabeshratzim. There's Tinshemes is written twice, as we said. So he's saying that Tinshemes that's written by Shratzim is the Ba'o Shebeshratzim, is a reference to the mole. So the Gemara says, "Ata Omer Bo Shebeshratzim O Eina Ela Bo Shebeofos." Maybe the Tinshemes that's written by Shratzim is really a reference to the owl, or we're going to see in a minute that it's or the other option, which Rashi likes better, is that it's a bat. So he says, "How do you know that when it says that there's tuma?" Now we're using the word tame in different ways. We've been referring to ofos that are tame, ones you can't eat. By Shratzim, it's a din in actual tuma, that they convey tuma. So maybe what it's coming to say is that amongst the Parsha Shratzim, when it refers to Tin Shemes, it's not referring to the mole. Maybe instead it's referring to the owl or to the bat. So the Gemara says, no, because the Brisa says, Amrit, they said, Seilam Anim Yugim Al Midas Shasana Drashas Bam, that you should learn from the 13 Midas that we expound the Torah. Davar Alam Min Yano, that you can learn something from its context. But Mea Kasu Medaber, what's the Pasuk talking about in this Parsha toward the end of Vayikra Yid Aleph? It's Bishratzim, it's talking about Shratzim, Afkam Bishratzim. So therefore, when Tin Shemes is written in the context of Shratzim, it's referring to a Sheretz, which would be the mole, and not referring to to the Tin Shemes of birds. So it's saying that there's two different kinds of Tin Shemes. The Tin Shemes that's written amongst the birds is a bird, either an owl, it's a bat, we'll see in a second, and the Tin Shemes that's written among the Shratzim is talking about a Sheretz, which is talking about a mole. Amar Abaya, bo sheba ofos kifof, bo sheba shratzim korpedai. So that's where, so Abaya says that, this same bo sheba ofos, which is the Tin Shemes bird, is a kifof. So Rashi, that's where Rashi says that it's either a tsuita, that it's a bat, velinira, he says better, that it's called kalbo shuritz, Shadoma Latalfa Shabashratzim. So in other words, Rashi says he prefers to call it to identify it as a bat. Why? Because a bat looks like a mole with wings. So since the Tin Shemes among Shratzim is a mole, so the Tin Shemes amongst birds would be the bat, and that's how Rashi defines Kifuf. Bo Shabashratzim, and the reference to the mole is Korpadai, which Rashi translates as Talfa, which is a mole. Okay. Amrev Yehuda. Ka'as zu ha-kuk. That the bird Ka'as, which is one of the listed birds that's no good, that's a kuk. Or if you look at Masar Sashat, it says it's a kik, which is a bird that they're familiar with from Gemara and Shabbos. Racham zu shirakrak. That the bird that's called a racham, rachama in some context is the shirakrak. That's the kind of bird it is. Amr of Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Lamra nikra shmo racham. Why is this bird, why do you have a bird called a racham or a rachama? We say, kivin sheba racham, bo rachamim la'olam. It says that this bird, when you see a racham, it means that, rachamim is gonna come to the world, which is, Rashi says, is a reference to matar, to rain. And the idea, as we know, in Eretz Yisrael, it only rains in the rainy season. So basically, this racham would pass by in its migration, or wherever it's going. And, so they would, in other words, migration generally happens at the same time every year. So when you would see this bird, you know that the rainy season is coming. So I'm Rav Bibi Barabaya. That Bibi Barabaya says, it's true that the racham sends a message. But Vahudi Yasiv Amidi Vavid Shirakrak. So he says this is only so long as that the bird is sitting on something and makes a shirakrak. So he's saying that if the bird is just standing around, so you know, then when it makes noise, shirakrak is the sound that it makes. So it says that if it's just standing around and makes noise, that means nothing. If it's sitting on something and it makes it shirakrak, then it's coming to say that the rainy season is coming. Now it says the Gemara of Gemiri, and we have a tradition, the Yosef Ara Visharik, that if it sits on the ground as opposed to sitting on some other item, which is abnormal for it to sit on the ground. Rashi says, "Ein omed el yoshev umetzafzef," that it's sitting and tweeting, making it sound the shirakrak sound. Simen besurahu, it's coming to tell you that it has something important to announce. What is it coming to announce? If you have this shirakrak making its noise while it's sitting on the ground, asa mashicha. It tells you that Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar, because it says the pasuk in Zechariah, it says Eshrika lahem ba'kabtzim, that I'm going to blow or whistle to them and I'm going to gather them. So you see the shirakrak, which makes this sound of Eshrika, like I'm going to whistle or make this sound, comes before akabtzim, that I'm going to gather them in. Gathering them in is a reference to Kibbutz Galuyos, and the coming of Mashiach. So you see that the Shirakrak portends the coming of Mashiach. Amalei Adar Bar Shimi Lamar Bar Rav Lamar Bar Ravi Doi. So he says that Rav Adar Bar Shimi says to Mar Bar Ravi Doi Vaha Hahudi Yosef Bekrava Visharak. So he says, wait a second, we had a story that we had one of these Shirakraks was sitting Bekrava, Rashi says, in the field that was Charesha, that was plowed. Visharak, it was making its Shirakrak sound. Va'asa Galal Afsakela Moche. And what happened? A stone came out of the sky, Rashi says, and hit him on his head and split his brain. So this wasn't, so we had a case where Shirakrak made its noise, and Mashiach didn't come. Instead, the Shirakrak got killed. So Amrlei, Hahu Badoi Have. That was a lying Shirakrak. And that's why the Shirakrak got killed, because he was a liar. He said that Mashiach is coming. Mashiach really wasn't coming. Whatever, he was an errant Shirakrak. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, second wide line. Orev, and we actually encountered this a little bit before, but Orev Zeh Orev. So we say that when the Pasuk says Orev, that this is a reference to the Orev. The Gemara is going to talk about what that means. Eskol Orev Lahavi Orev Ha'amki. So when the Pasuk says Eskol Orev, as opposed to just Orev, is coming to add the Orev that is Ha'amki, the deep one. We'll see what that means in a minute. Limino, when the Pasuk says Eskol Orev Limino Lahavi Orev Haba Barosha Yonim. This is coming to include an Orev that comes we'll see in a minute. It means like with the head of Yonim, of a pigeon, or a dove, or whatever. So in any event, we learn these things. Now, if you remember, yesterday we had the view of Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer was saying that Snunis Levana, or the other one that Rabbi Eliezer was saying, those were the what's added by Limino on the Orev. And I said to you yesterday that even the Rabbanan, even the Chachamim, who argue with him on those, agree that there are some kinds of birds that are added by Limineu. So what this was going on was the halacha that says that as long as you recognize the Orev, that you can eat any bird that has two simani kashrus if it's not the Orev. And the Gemara asked, well, wait a second, there are things that are similar to the Orev. So I referenced that the Rabbanan have their own things, so presumably these are those other things that the Rabbanan say are included in the Orev. But in any event, you see three categories of Orev: a regular Orev, the deep Orev, and the Orev that comes with the pigeons, or with the head like a pigeon. So now we're going to analyze this. Braisa Amar Mar, Orev Ze Orev. So Gemara asks a question. What does that mean? Orev, this is an Orev. He says, Atu Kamon Kai. Is the Orev sitting in front of us that we're pointing and saying, when the Torah says Orev, it means this one? In other words, what are you telling me? Orev Ze Orev. So he says, Ele'ema, but rather should say, Orev Ze Orev Uchma. That when it's a regular Orev is a reference to the black Orev. V'cheinu Omer, and then so it says, this is the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, which we're familiar with the first three words anyway from Anam Zemiros, Kivutzosav Taltalim Shechoros Ka'orev. Kivutzosav, that is his hair, its hair is curled, Shechoros Ka'orev, they're black like an Orev. So you see that an Orev is black. Ha'imki. So what's the reference to the one that we say is deep? Is Chivra is the one that's white. Now it doesn't mean a white Orev. We talked about this yesterday. By definition, an Orev is black. But rather, what does it mean? It means it has elements of white in it. V'chein hu omer. And that's why the Gemara is going to say, Umareyu amok mina ar, that its appearance is deeper than the skin. This is a reference to Baharis, to a form of Tsaras, that its appearance is as if it's deeper than the level of the skin itself. Kimare chama hamuka minatzel, like the sun that's deeper than the shade. So Rashi explains that when you have chama etzel tzel, when you have a sunlit area next to a darkened area or shadow area, niris amuka, that the sunlit part appears deeper. He says, "V'chein kol lavam v'shachar b'basar." When you have white and dark in flesh, nira halavan amuk, that the white looks deeper. So that's kach baheres levanahi. That when the Torah discusses a white baheres, it's a reference to that amuk min ha'ar. It has this appearance of being deeper than the skin itself. So in any event, what do you see? You see why is it called? Why is this orev that has white in it called imki? Is because when you have a little bit of white on this otherwise black orev, the white looks deeper than the black, so therefore we're referring to this bird as the orev ha'imki, the deep orev. Continues the analysis of the brisa, va'orev habab rosh ha'yonim, so the last one we said was an orev that comes, with the head of pigeons. Rapapa lo tema da'asi b'resh yoni, don't say that it's the birds that fly at the front of the flock of pigeons, presumably because that would be a kosher bird. Ella the dummy reshe l'diona, but rather we're talking about an orev whose head, in some fashion, looks like the head of a pigeon. So it's a orev. It's a non kosher bird, unlike a yona, which is a kosher bird, but its head has that appearance like the kosher yona. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Hanates zehanates, that the nates, and now we're getting experts in this after a while. The nates, if you recall, we encountered when we talked about the which birds or animals are capable of breaking the membrane of the brain, or we dealt with this in the Mishnah. So in any event, the Brisa says the nates, that's the nates. When it comes limineu, when it comes to, it says the word limineu according to its kind. Lahavi as barchiria. So, by the way, I referenced this the other day. We're going to see it in the Gemara today. That the way we got to 24, we're going to see in much greater detail how he got to 24. But I said to you the other day that there were 20 birds that were listed, and four times that it had limino, limineo, limina. So in any event, so now we're going through each of these brises. We're saying a nates is a nates. When it adds the word limineo, it's coming to add a barchiria. So ask the Gemara, my barchiria. What's a barchiria? So in case you didn't know what that is, now I'll tell you that you should know. Amr Bayer Shirinka, it's a Shirinka, whatever that is. Okay. Amr Rev Yehuda. Hachasida, the bird that's called a chasida, zu daya levana. This is the daya, the white daya. So it says the Gemara, Lamar Nikr Shema chasida. Why is this called a chasida? Sheosa chasidos im chavroi seha. Because it does chesed with its friends. Rashi says mechalekas mizanoseha, that it gives out its food. And I think for those of you who remember, I believe the Rav a number of years ago said this in his drasha, which is a famous thing from the Ger Rebbe, that the chesida, the reason it's a non-kosher bird, even though it's nice, you see such a nice bird, it shares its food. So he says because it shares only with its chavroseha, with its the birds that are like it. It doesn't share its food with people that are birds that are not like it. In any event, ha'anafa, the anafa is the bird anafa, zu daya ragzonis. This is a daya, unlike the, we just said a daya levana, a white daya, this is the angry daya. So lamar nikra shema anafa. Why is it called anafa? Shimena efes im chavroseo. It's angry with its peers. This is the bird that doesn't play nicely in the sandbox. Okay, Amrav Chanan by Rav Chista, Amrav Chista, Amrav Chanan, Bray the Rava, Amr Rav. All those names. Okay. Esrim Varba, Ofos Tmein Hain. That there are 24 Tomei Ofos as we've learned before. So Amrle, Rav Chanan by Rav Chista, Rav Chista. So Rav Chanan by Rav Chista said to Rav Chista, who had said this in the name of Rav Chanan, Bray the Rava, Amr Rav, he says, Dehecha. He says, how did you get to the count of 24? So just by way of background, as often happens, the halachas of birds that are tamei and tar, animals that are tamei and tar also, are listed in Vayikra, and they're repeated in Devarim. So in any event, he says, how did you get to 24? E de Vayikra esrim havu. He says, if you're relying on the number of birds that are listed in Vayikra, then there's only 20. Eid the Mishnah Torah, and if you're referencing the list of non-permitted birds that is written in Devarim, Esrim Echad Havu, there's 21. So how do you say it's 24? Either it's 20 or it's 21, depending whether you look in Vayakur Devarim. So the Gemara says, now, Rashi is very helpful. That points out to us, if you take a look at the third to last line, the last thin line, Rashi says, "B'sefer Vayikra Ksiv, in Vayikra Ksiv, it's written, Ves ha-da'a, ves ha-aya lumina." So it has a reference to a bird called the da'a and the aya. Uba Mishnah Torah, in Devarim, it's Ksiv, v'ha-ra'a, so not a da'a, but a ra'a, ves ha-aya, which is listed also in Vayikra, v'ha-daya, and the daya lemina. So let's just take a minute to analyze the difference between these two things, because that's what we're going to get into right now. So in Vayikra, it's written da'a, but it is not written. And versus in Devarim, it doesn't say da'a, but rather it says something called ra'a. And then ayah is listed in both, but in the case of Vayikra, it says ha'aya lemina, versus in Devarim, it just says v'sa'aya. But then it adds a different bird, v'hadaya lemina, and it says lemina by a daya. So these are the relevant differences between the Vayikra and Devarim. So whereas Vayikra has a da'a and an ayah, that Devarim, which has one extra, has a ra'a, an ayah, and a daya. Okay, so we're going to get into this now. So the Gemara asks, how do you get to 24? Either it's 20 from Vayikra, or it's 21 from Devarim. So the Gemara says four lines off from the bottom. V'chi tema da'a deksivi b'vayikra v'lo ksivi b'mishna. So he says, okay, so now if you're going to tell me that this da'a bird that's referenced in Vayikra and it's not written in Devarim, shadya ilayu, so let's say you add that, right? So we had 21 birds that were listed in Devarim. So let's start with that because that's a bigger list. We're trying to get up to 24. Now there's this bird, da'a, that's referenced in Vayikra, that's not referenced in Devarim. So let's throw da'a onto the list. So now we're up to 22. But we're still not at 24. Akati Esther Mitrain Havo. This is still only 22. So Amr Leh, he said to him, Hachi Amr Avua Di'imech Mishmei Derav. So that's what I referenced before. This was... Rav Chanan by Rav Chista was talking to his father Rav Chista, and Rav Chista is referencing now his father-in-law, who was Rav Chanan Brei de Rava, as Rashi explains to us, and the Rav Chanan Brei de Rava, who was the father-in-law of Rav Chista, said in the name of Rav. But who was Rav Chista talking to? He was talking to his son, Rav Chanan by Rav Chista. So therefore, he's basically, this long thing was said in the name of Rav. So Rav Chista says to his son, your grandfather, your maternal grandfather, Avua de'imach, the father of your mother, that is Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, who is also, Rav Chanan Brei de Rava, who is also the father-in-law of Rav Chista, said in the name of Rav. So that's what he says. Your grandfather says in the name of Rav, limina, limina, limino, limineu, that you have, in addition to the listings of birds, you have the word limina, limina, twice, limino, limineu. So hare kan arba, you have four more. So now, great, we can get to 24. But what's the problem? Ask the Gemara, ihachi eser meshis havu. Wait a second, we started with 21 from Devarim. We added the da'a from Vayikra. Now we're adding four, so we were too short, we were at 22. But now we jumped ahead to 26, and we were trying to get to number 24. So the Gemara says, okay, Amar Abaya, da'a v'ra'a achasi, that da'a and ra'a are the same bird. So now, and we're going to prove that in a second, but that helps us because we get down to 25, because we've shaved one off. Because how did we get to, before we got to the four, how did we get to 22 from 21? Because we said, da'a is not written in Devarim, so let's take da'a from Vayikra and add it to the list. So Abaya is saying, no, da'a and ra'a are really the same bird, so you should not be adding any extra bird from Vayikra to Devarim. So we're back down to 21 in Devarim, plus 4 from Limino, Limino, Limineu, Limina. So we're going to figure out in a minute that that's still 25, but at least we've gotten ourselves from 26 to 25 by saying that the Da and the Ra are the same bird. How does he know that they're the same bird? The Isal Kedaitach Tarte Inun. Because if you're going to say that Da'a and Ra'a are really two different birds, one on a base, Michti, let's see. Mishnah Torah laosifu laosifi hudasa. Mishnah Torah comes to add things. Generally speaking, Mishnah Torah adds things, but more importantly, Rashi points out, kedar mina lakaman, we're gonna say later, we're gonna learn in the Brai. So, lama nishnu bebehema mipnei hashesua sholeinem bebeyikra, vihi beria shieshlo beis gabin. So if you remember, we actually encountered this shesua. We talked about it the other day, that if you darshan shesua as a bria bifnei atzmo, instead of shoshas shesa hashesua, we said this was the animal that had two backs and two spines. Right? So, in other words, where did that come from? Because when the Torah lists the animals that are not kosher in Vayikra, it does not reference this shesua, but when it references the criteria for a kosher animal in Devarim, it adds shesua, so it's coming, by adding in Devarim, it's coming to tell you not only the list you had before, but also this shesua. Uba ofos, the Braisa says, lo ashkechan midi la sufe, well, hold on a second. So he's saying, so you see that Devarim is coming to add on to lists. And he said, by ofos, by birds, we don't find that it adds birds. But he says, Ela dechsiv ra'a delo ichtiv vivayikra. So he said, vivayikra hachi. They don't have that in vayikra. Ela da'a kari vivayikra. So basically what he's saying is as follows, that Mishnah Torah adds things that were not in vayikra. So here's the problem. So we have a problem. Because Vayikra lists some bird called Da'a, but Devarim is supposed to add on to the birds in Vayikra, but it does not list this Da'a. It does list something called a Ra'a, but it's not list a Da'a. So the problem is, if Devarim is supposed to add on to Vayikra, then Devarim should surely list the Da'a. So Elosh Mamina min Ra'a V'Da'a Achasi. So from the fact that Devarim is supposed to be a more inclusive list, and it doesn't list the Da'a, why not? It must be because this bird that's now new in Devarim called the Ra'a is the same as the Da'a, and it's called in one place a Ra'a and the other place a Da'a. We're going to see why in a minute. But therefore, the Ra'a and Da'a are the same bird. So we got from 21 to 22 by adding the Da'a. We're saying, no, Abaye is saying, don't add the Da'a. Keep it at 21 because the da'a is really the same ra'a which is already included in the 21. So ask the Gemara, v'yakati chafhei havu, but wait a second, we were trying to get to 24. So fine, you've knocked me down from 22 to 21. But 21 plus 4 is 25. So we still have an extra bird. Amar Abaya, kishem she ra'a v'da'a achasi, just like the ra'a and da'a are one bird in Vayikra and Devarim, kach aya v'daya achasi. That so too, the ayah and the daya are really the same bird, which will get us down to 24. But the problem is, and this is what we're going to have to deal with in a second, is that if the pasuk in Devarim, the pasuk in Vayikra references the ayah. The pasuk in Devarim references both the ayah and the daya. So therefore we're saying that the ayah and daya are really the same thing. But we're going to have to grapple with the fact that in Devarim it lists both an ayah and a daya. So, in other words, how can you say that those are the same birds? Well, we're gonna see. So the Gemara says as follows. Just like Ra and Dar are one bird, so too the Ayah and Dai are one bird. The Isal Kadaitach Tarti Inun, cause if you think the Ayah and Dai are really two different birds, so we have a problem. Mechti, let's see. Mishnah Torah Lo Sufi Huda Asa. That Devarim is supposed to come add things that aren't listed in Vayikra. So here's the problem. So again, if we look back at that Rashi, the helpful Rashi, the pasuk in Vayikra said, "Esada'a ve'esa'aya limina." So it referred to the ayah limina, which added the min of the ayah, right? But then when you look in Devarim, it says the ra'a ve'esa'aya v'hadaya limina. So now the problem is that in Vayikra it says the ayah and its min, and in Devarim it says the daya and its min. But what's the problem? Is that Devarim is supposed to be adding on to Vayikra, but in Vayikra we had ayah limina, so there's a min of ayah that was added in Vayikra, but it's not referenced in Devarim, because in Devarim, instead of saying ayah, even though it references the ayah, it doesn't say ayah limina, it says ha'ayah, the hadaya limina. So the question is, what happened to the min of the ayah. If the ayah and daya are not the same bird, then what happened to the min of the ayah? Devarim is supposed to be more than vayikra, and you see that the min of the ayah got lost. So therefore, elishma mina ayah v'daya achasi. That the ayah and the daya are really one bird, and that's why the Torah can say in vayikra ha'ayah lemina, and in Devarim it can say hadaya lemina, because the ayah and the daya are the same bird. So when it references lemina, so it switches the language which one it attaches the word lemina to between vayikra and Devarim, but it's all the same bird. So the Gemara says, but once you're telling me that the ayah and daya are the same bird, why do you need to write both? In other words, because in Devarim, it says both the ayah and the daya. So it's fine. If you wanted to tell me Vayikra calls it an ayah and Devarim calls it a daya, you want to tell me it's the same bird? Okay, no problem. But now you're telling me the ayah and daya are the same bird, in Devarim it lists both of them. So the Gemara says, Kedisanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ekra ni ayah, daya lama nemra. So once I'm saying ayah, why do I need to say daya? Kidei shlotitein pischem pe lebaldin lachlok shlotehe ata kore ayah v'hu kore daya, ata kore daya v'hu kore ayah. He says basically that we didn't want to get into a circumstance where the Torah, let's say, references ayah. And the guy, someone who's arguing with you says, this bird is mutter because it's a daya, it's not an ayah. And, or conversely, that the Torah says daya, if it wouldn't say ayah, you might have a guy say, this is not a daya, it's an ayah. So basically, you see that people would get mixed up between an ayah and a daya, but they're really the same bird. And it's, I used to have, this was a funny story. I had many of you might remember, there used to be a barber, Louis Sontag. So he used to have a major baseball card collection in his basement. So my brother was a kid, he was telling his cousin, he says, my barber, Lewis, has the best baseball card collection. And his cousin says, no, I'm telling you, my barber, Mr. Sontag, has the best baseball card collection. So in any event, they have an ayah and daya, they're both referring to the same thing, but you don't know that. So therefore, it had to write, lekach kasa b'mishnah Torah, v'hara, v'sa'aya, v'hadaya, l'mina. So it referenced both the ayah and daya. And how do we know, and the way we know that the ayah and daya are the same thing is because limina, which it adds in Devarim, is written on the daya, and limina in Vayikra is written on the ayah, and since we didn't want to lose the min of the ayah, it must be the mean the ayah and the daya are really the same bird. So ask the Gemara, Meisve, lama nishnu b'behemam p'nei ha-shesua, u'ba'ofos b'pnei ha-ra'a. So he says, why do we learn by behema mipnei hashesua we add in devarim, and by ofos we add the ra'a, whereas in vayikra it's called the da'a. So my lab me the behema the hasam lo sufe ofos nami lo sufe. So the Gemara wants to say as follows: we're saying that the ra'a and the da'a are really the same thing, and we're also saying the ayah and the daya are the same thing. So the question is, but hold on a second, because you see by shosas, by the shesua, by the behema, it has a smaller list in Vayikra, it adds the shesua and devarim. We say it comes to add this new creature, the two-back, two-spine creature, right? So you see it's adding something brand new. So too, when in devarim, when it adds something, it adds the ra'a, or it adds the daya. So you should say it's not coming to repeat a bird that was said in Vayikra, but rather it's a brand new thing. So this is a question on Abaya's explanation how you get to 24. The Gemara says, lo hasam lo sufe hachal ferushe. So he says, no, it's true that they're coming to do something, but in the case of a behema, when it says shesua, it was coming to add a new animal. In the case of the birds, ayah and daya, or ra'a and da'a, we were concerned that people would get mixed up between them, so we listed them both. So basically, when one says ra'a and the other says da'a, it was, or da'a and ra'a in the right order, it was coming to explain that those are really the same thing. So there's a purpose to adding it, but just because by a behema it added a new concept doesn't mean the same had to be true by a bird. Rather, by a bird, it was just explaining the concept. Says the Gemara, we brought Rav that was figuring out how you know that you get to 24. So now the Gemara is going to say, upligi de Rebbe Avoh. This concept is Rebbe Avoh does not agree with. And we're basically going to say, we're going to see it's not exactly clear that he's arguing, but once we figure out the logic, we'll see that he's arguing. And what we're going to say is that Rabbi Avo counts only 23. Why? Because the Amar Rabbi Avo, Ra'a Zu'aya. Okay, so now this messes us up a little bit, because we said Ra'a and Da are the same thing. A equals B. We said Aya and Daya are the same thing, C equals D. But now Rabbi Avo is basically telling us what we thought of B equals C. So now you have a problem. If A equals B, and B equals C, and C equals D, then they're all the same thing. So the Gemara is going to say, Ra'a Zu'aya. V'lama Nikra Shmo Ra'a. So he just goes, why is it called a Ra'a, this bird? Sh'ra'a B'yoser. It sees in a great amount. It sees very far. V'chein Omer, so says the Pasuk in Iyov. It says, Nasiv Lo Yadu Ayat. The Ayat doesn't know the roadway, the path. Veloshizafatu ayin aya. And, it's not seen or recognized by the eye of the aya. So what do you see? You see that the aya is, I'm sorry. So you see that it sees very far. So you see the aya sees a great distance. And that's also the ra'a. So he's saying the ra'a and the aya are the same thing, because you see from the pasuk in Eov that the ayah sees very far, and that's why it's called the Ra'ah, so those are the same thing. So, Tana, we learned in Ebraisa that this bird, which has this great eyesight, Omedes Bebavel, Veroa Nevela Beretz Yisrael. So, in other words, these birds used to feed on Nevela. He could be in Bavel, and he could see all the way to Eretz Yisrael if there was a good piece of dead meat for him to go. Midera'a Hainu Ayah. So once you're saying that Ra'ah is aya michlal dida'a lav hainu ra'a. So here's what we're gonna go through. So we're gonna say, the problem is, if ra equals da equals aya equals daya, so then we have a problem because we're only down to 23 birds. So we're saying, so once you tell me that ra equals aya, and I already know that aya and daya are the same thing, so it must be, midira hainu aya michlal dida'a lav hainu ra'a. So it must be, how do you stay with 24? By saying da'a is not part of this mix. So you said Ra and I are the same thing. We already know that I and Dai are the same thing. So we'll say Ra, I and Dai are one bird, and Da'a is a separate bird. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, this is just going to repeat what Abaye said before. Michti, let's see. Mishnah Torah lo sufi hu da'asa. Mishnah Torah, Devarim comes to add things. Ma'ishna ha'chadav siv da'a, ma'ishna ha'zam de'loik siv da'a. He says, wait a second. If Da'a is written by Yikra and by Midbar comes to add, and Devarim comes to add new things, so then why is da not listed there? El alaf, shmami na da v'ra. So it says, da v'ra v'aya achasi. So he says, it must be that da and ra are the same thing. And you've already said that ra and I are the same thing. So let's switch it. Let's say that da, ra, and I are the same thing. So then what's left out? We're saying that that daya is left out. So da, ra, I are one thing. He says, wait a second. But you're telling me if Ra is the same as Aya, Mechlal, the Daya Lav, Lav Hainu Aya. So you're gonna say that Daya is the one that's out. It's Ra'a, Da'a, Aya are together, and Daya is left out. So then the Gemara says, but wait a second, Mashna Hasam, Dixiv, Limineya, Aya, Umashna Hachadu, like, Siv, Limineya, Aya. But wait a second. Devarim is supposed to have more than Vayikra. And in Vayikra, it wrote, Ha'aya limina, or limineu. So in Devarim, it didn't list the mineu of the aya, even though it does list the aya. So this was the same proof of Briar brought before. El adaya, it only says adaya limineu. So el ashmamina, da vira daya va'aya achasi. So he says, we've proven that aya and daya have to be the same thing, because limina is switched between the two. So we're back to proving that Ra, Da, Aya, and Daya are all one bird according to Rabbi Avo. Now, if that's true, we're down to 23. So this is the explanation of how the Gemara knew that Rabbi Avo argued on Rav, because Rav said there's 24 kinds of birds. Once you say Aya, Daya, Ra, and Da are one bird, Rabbi Avo is down to 23. Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda said, Mea ofas tamei yesh b'mizrach, that there's 100 tamei birds in the east, v'chulan min ayahin. All of them are some variety of the Aya. Tani avimi breder avavo, zayin meos mini dogim hain, that there's 700 kinds of fish, v'ches meos mini chagovim, that there's 800 kinds of different grasshoppers, ulofos in mispar, to the ophos, there's no count. So we're talking about tame things. So the Gemara says, wait a second, ophos chavdalad havu. But there's 24 types of non-kosher birds, not no count. So we say elo ophos tahorim ein mispar. So we say rather when it says that there's 700 kinds of tame non-kosher fish and 800 kinds of non-kosher chagavim, that's saying the non-kosher ones. But by ophos, it says, since there's only 24 non-kosher ones, there are thousands of other birds. Those are all kosher. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Golev Yadul, if Nemi Shomer Vahaya Olam, it's clear before the Rabbanu Shalom who said that the world should be, Shebehema Tmeya Maruba Menatoros, that there are many more behemoth Tmeyos than there are Tahoros. Lefikach, Lefikach Mana Kasub Tahora. So that's why by behemoth, the Torah lists the 10 behemoths that are kosher. Rashi references that these are, for example, the isle and the tzvi. It lists 10. So that's why the Torah does, tells you 10, because it's easier to list the kosher animals than the non-kosher animals, because there are many more non-kosher animals than kosher animals. And it's clear before the Rabbanu Shalom, she'ofos tahorim merubin al tmeyan, that there are more tahar birds than there are tameh birds. Lefikach mana hakasu b'tmeyan. So therefore, the easier thing to do would be to list all the tameh ones, because there's only 24 of them, whereas there are tons of kosher birds. So says the Gemara, mashmalan. So what was the point? So it says, Kid Rav Huna Amarav, Amilam Rav Huna Amarav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, that Lo'olam Yeshan Adam Tamidu Darach Kitzara. You should always teach as short as you can. So therefore, in the case of animals where there are fewer kosher animals, I'm going to list the kosher animals and you can infer all the rest are non-kosher. Where by ophos that there's fewer tame ophos, I'm going to list the tame ones and you can infer from that all the rest are kosher. Very quickly, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Ov Tahar Nechob Mesoros. You know what? We're late, so we'll pick up here on Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.